Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Come Like a Child podcast. My name is Ashley Minor. I am your host. And as always, I am so excited that you are joining me on today's episode. Y'all, I'm really excited about this episode because I get to share with you all about my trip to Africa. It was amazing, okay? Highly recommend everyone get to Africa. If you can get to Africa, get to Africa. It is the hype. The hype is real. It was lovely. It was also winter, but I'm not going to get into all that right now. But I'm so glad you're here. Sorry for the delay on this episode. If I'm being honest, can I be honest with you? This is my second time recording this episode. So I finished recording this past weekend. I did not love my energy. And I also said something regarding adopting that was strongly opinionated, and I didn't go into deeper details as to why I believe what I said. And I took that up with the Lord, and I felt like I should re-record. Could I have just edited some things? Yes. If it was just the adoption issue, I would have just edited that out. But because I felt like my energy was low, I'm going to redo it, you know, because I value you for listening. And so thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being patient with me and gracious. I really am so excited to share with you all about my trip to Africa. This is what I'm going to cover in this episode. I'm going to talk about my birthday. Y'all, I turned 29 years old. I'm going to explain what we did while in Africa, where we traveled, how did we get there, my favorite part, food, the dancing, describing Africa in one word, the weather, the language, would I go back? And I'll talk a little bit about sponsoring a kid. So first thing first, I had a birthday. I turned 29 years old. There's a little bit of anxiety there, people. Like, I don't struggle with anxiety, never have, praise God. But I feel like I am so nervous about this being my last year in my 20s. So if you are 30 plus, let me know what you did your last year in your 20s. I will say it started off with a bang. Like, I was in Doha, the Middle East. And it was crazy, y'all, because we traveled through about four time zones. It was crazy. So crazy. And because of all the different time zones, it was my birthday for 48 hours straight. So I'm going to have a great year, right? Like, doesn't that mean I'm going to have a great year? but it was so crazy. I had so much fun, and I got into Africa, and our missionary pastor, she had bought me a cake, and we ate cake. We ate so much cake. They gave me a gift, a journal, and each one of them wrote words about me. And if you know me, words of affirmation is number one on my love language list. And so that was just so thoughtful. Incredible birthday. I would have to say the best birthday I've experienced. And so happy birthday to me. Happy last year in my 20s. I'll be 30 next year. Give me some ideas. What should I do? Where should I go? I'm really thinking about having a really big, big party. But I'm not one that loves to be celebrated, so we'll see about that. But yeah, I had an incredible birthday. It was so much fun. Speaking of time zones and travel, though, let me share with you how we got to Mozambique, Africa. So we drove from Georgetown, Texas to Dallas, Texas, and we flew out of Qatar. And y'all, we get to the airport. We all have carry-ons and a personal item. And then we brought a ton of luggages, like maybe 12 extra luggages for gifts and t-shirts and decorations for the conference. So we get to the Dallas International Airport, and all of our carry-ons are overweight. So there was a group from my church who went to Africa in June, and they were like, yeah, they didn't check our carry-ons. Y'all are going to be good. So we kind of overpacked because, I mean, we are going to Africa and we only have a carry-on for all of our items, which means that we had to pack really tight. And being that they said they didn't check the carry-ons, we just kind of packed a little extra more. And we get there and all of our carry-ons are overweight. We have to repack every bag. It was mass chaos. I think I have photos. I will post them on my social media. Speaking of social media, go ahead and follow Come Like a Child. I upload there for like updates, and sometimes I will give some encouraging words. But y'all, it was crazy. I was like the first spiritual warfare that we've experienced. So anyways, we repacked our bags. We got everything situated. We boarded our flight from Dallas. We went to Doha. That is in the Middle East. It was a 15-hour flight. Yes, 15 hours. But it really didn't feel like 15 hours. Like it, I thought it was going to feel long, and I thought it was going to be miserable. Like, it was not comfortable by all means, unless you're in first class. I can't afford first class. But it wasn't miserable. So we get to Doha, and y'all, the airport in Doha is luxurious. Like, it is the most beautiful airport I've ever been inside. Granted, I don't travel much, but even the people who travel a lot who came with me said that that airport is the best airport they've ever been inside of. But the sad part about it is the Middle East is not a great place to go for women. Apparently, women don't get treated well over there. So, I don't know. But anyways, we flew into Doha. We had a 4-hour layover and it was really nice. Like, we had showers. We had a place to rest our head. We had food. Like, it was nice. And then from Doha, we flew to Maputo, Africa. That was an 8-hour flight. It also wasn't miserable, but wasn't comfortable. And then customs, you guys, we get to Maputo. We go through customs, and I have a suitcase with t-shirts and I think handbags. So you know how, if you've ever flown internationally, this is very normal. They pull me to the side. I go in this little cubby area and I place a suitcase on top of the counter, and the guy, first off, there is a language barrier. They speak Portuguese. I don't know a lick of Portuguese. He knew a little bit of English. Like, I knew what he wanted me to do. So I opened the bag and he's looking at the t-shirts and he says, where are you going? And what is this for? And I was like, I'm going to a party. I'm going to see a friend. And I know what you're thinking. Or if you, some of you are probably thinking, like, why did you say you were going to a party? You just don't need to say that you are doing mission work. So I kind of basically lied. That seems terrible. But anyways, don't get caught up in that. I opened a suitcase. I told him, and then he asked me for receipts. You guys, he asked me for receipts for every item that was in a suitcase. And that, I am not a great liar. That's when I got choked up. I was like, I don't have any receipts. And at that point he said, give me your passport. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm never coming back home. Like, your passport is your child. My passport went everywhere with me. I never left it in the resort. It was in my fanny pack. It traveled everywhere with me. If I went to the restroom, it was with me. I was terrified of losing my passport. So he took my passport and I said, can I go talk to my leader? I think I was on the verge of crying, but I didn't cry. So I went to talk to Pastor Celeste and I said, hey, this guy is asking for receipts. And she said, okay, let me call Pastor Mel. Pastor Mel is one of our missionary pastors who live in Mozambique, and he speaks Portuguese. So he comes in. Some of my other teammates, they get pulled into customs. They ask them the same thing. They're wanting receipts. And basically what they were wanting were the taxes on the items that we brought in, which is very legal. So Pastor Mel comes in and he talks to them, he pays them. And we finally, after I feel like 2 hours, we exit the airport. Everybody's have their luggages, our vehicle is ready. And then from Maputo, we had a 4-hour drive into Shashai. So on our way to Shashai, we got pulled over 7 times by border control, which is also very normal. They take your passports, they ask you where you're going, why you're here. And that was 7 times. So I feel like the 4-hour trip turned into like 5 hours. So we finally arrive at Pastor Mel and Diane's house, our missionary pastors, and there's a cake waiting on me. They celebrated me because it's still my birthday. At this point, it is August 2nd in Shashai, and I believe it's about 8 p.m. Central Time in Texas. So it's not even my birthday yet in the States. And we eat cake, we celebrate. It's beautiful. Like, they live right off the ocean. Their backyard is the ocean. The weather is nice. It's winter. So it was like low 50s in the mornings, and it would warm up, and then the temp would drop at night. Like, you never needed a jacket. But it felt great. It was so, so beautiful. And so we just kind of relaxed, ate dinner, and then prepped for the rest of the days. And we went to our resort after we left the team house, and we just was in awe. Like, we were taking videos and pictures and all the things. It was just like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in Africa. I think it dawned on me that I was in Africa. So that was the travel. It took a total of 41 hours, I think, with all the layovers, the flight times, the traveling, the driving. It took 41 hours. And yes, it felt like 41 hours. So if you ever go to Africa, keep in mind that it is a long journey over, and stay as long as you like, because yeah, you just want to get all your time in, and you don't want to be rushed. So if you do go by yourself, I would go for at least like 3 weeks, honestly. But if you go on missions, that's fine too. So what did we do? We put on 4 Radiant conferences. We have 4 campuses in Shashai. So I attend Celebration Church in Georgetown, Texas. And every year we have a Radiant Women's Conference in the States. Also, side note, you should be a Radiant next year. I will put the dates in the show notes, but the guest speakers for next year is going to be Alex Seeley. She pastors the Belonging Co. in Nashville, Tennessee. Christine Kane, and then our pastor, Lori Champion. And Radiant, I've been a part of Radiant for 3 years now. Amazing. Amazing. So highly recommend that you come to Radiant. Anyways, we take Radiant, the conference that we put on in May in Georgetown, Texas, we take that to Africa and do 4 women's conferences at our 4 locations in Shashai. And so what happens is it's very similar to the States. We have worship. It was 9 of us ladies who went, and each one of us, we got to share our testimonies at one of the campuses. Pastor Celeste, our team lead, she shared a message at every campus. And then the women's pastor of each campus, they spoke, and they're called pastoras. So each pastora spoke at each campus, and then there was food afterwards and a whole lot of dancing. So the conferences were amazing. What I loved about the conferences, each conference, we would arrive around 7 or 7:30, I think, to set up. And y'all, every conference, the women were there before us. I think they got to conference almost like 2.5 hours to 3 hours early. And they would greet us with singing and dancing at every conference. It was beautiful. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe these people are here. Like, I was still sleepy, but then when I saw them just so joyful, so early welcoming us, it just brought great energy to my soul. And so they would just watch us decorate and then get in line and get ready for conference. So it was amazing. I got to be a part of the pregame team, and I was in charge of games, Serena and I, and also teaching them a dance. They love dancing. I cannot express to you how much they love dancing. I put a video, a recap video of the trip on my personal account that I may also just put on my podcast account and let you see. Like, there is so much dancing and I love it. And when they dance not just because it's conference. They dance like this at church service. They dance like this throughout the day. That's just what they do. I absolutely, absolutely love it. So conference was amazing. It was a lot because we get there early, we set up. There's movement all throughout the conference. Like, we are cutting cake, helping with food, and then afterwards we're tearing down, and it's just a lot that's going on. It's a good tired. You are physically like drained after conference, but it was so, so amazing. So many women, like, lives were changed because of Radiant Conference. So that's what we did. And my favorite part, I would say my favorite part was probably going to the sponsor kid's house. So I don't sponsor a kid, but I'm about to sponsor a child because I connected with this one little kid. He is so cute. And I went on a website to see if he was available for sponsorship. And I didn't see him. And 2 days ago, y'all, a friend of mine who went on the trip with me, she sent me his link, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's mine. But the sponsoring a kid, it is so common. It's a common thing to do, and I've never done it. I've never supported missions in that way. But y'all, when I tell you $70 goes a long ways in Africa, I was in awe. And you can trust, I am not being biased because this is my church. I know that, you know, money and partnership like this has been greatly abused in some areas, but you can trust me that your monthly donation is going to a great cause. With the $70, they get the best education in Shashai, because the public school system is not great over there. Like, teachers will leave midday because of pay. They just won't show up. It's awful. But they get education. They get uniforms. They get 2 meals a day with that. Like, some of them, that's the only 2 meals that they receive. And it is, I can't really explain it. It really helps. It helps out a lot. So if you don't hear anything else on this podcast, because I'm really just updating my experience, I want you to hear this. Like, think about sponsoring that kid. So there are about 5 women who sponsors a kid, and they all got to go to their homes, and we got to go and experience that moment with them. And it brought so many tears to my eyes, simply because that's when I got to see what living looks like for them. Like, you can see poverty just when you look out into the village, but to see it up close and personal, it just broke my heart. Like, they sleep on concrete, the bathroom is outside, the kitchen is outside. I'm pretty sure the light that is inside the home is the natural light beaming in from the windows, and it is very, very, very small. And the kids, their clothes are too little, their shoes are too little, their hair isn't combed. It just broke my heart. I cried, not there, because obviously didn't want them to see that I'm crying because of their lack of, when they are so appreciative and so content in what they have. But that brought so much joy because I see what Celebration is doing and the people who are giving. But then it also broke my heart just to see how they live on a daily basis. And so if you have never thought or considered sponsoring a kid, I know a place that would greatly appreciate you. So that was my favorite part. Food, we didn't get to experience the culture of food much. We ate out and we were made dinner by our missionary pastors, and lunch was basically like chicken wraps and sandwiches, because we would just eat like really quickly in between like moments of the conference. So we didn't get to experience much of the food. Dancing, I kind of talked about. I felt like I could dance. If you ask my siblings, can I dance? They would be like, no. But over there, I felt like I could dance. We danced so much. So much. One word, my one word would be peaceful. It felt so peaceful. Anywhere you went, like there was peace. I was like, man, this is the peace of God that rests in this place. And it made me think about Philippians 4:6-7, I think, where it says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And it's the end of this scripture that explains my entire experience in Africa. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I just feel like they live this out. I feel like they are experiencing the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding in Africa. It was so peaceful. And I just kept saying that. Like, when I got back to the States, I just kept telling people, man, it is so, so, so peaceful. So that's my one word. The weather was lovely. I think I said this. It was like low 50s. It would warm up and then the temp would drop. It's the end of winter over there. So we loved it. Being in Texas with the 3-digit numbers, we were in heaven in Africa with the weather. Language, there was a language barrier. They speak Portuguese. And I didn't know a lick of Portuguese. I learned bom dia, which means good morning. I feel like I said that in the afternoons as well. And so, yeah, I need to work on my language. If I'm going to go back, if you do go, again, I'm specifically speaking, if you attend Celebration and you're going with the Celebration group, or if you just go to Mozambique or Xai-Xai, they speak Portuguese and you just want to be able to interact with all the people. There were some Mozambicans who spoke English and I feel like we connected with them a little bit more than those who didn't speak English. And so I highly, highly, highly recommend that you practice Portuguese. It just helps build conversations. Like, obviously we connected with those who didn't speak English, but it was just a tad bit harder. And then would I go back? I would definitely go back. This specific trip, the team, the leader, our women's pastor, she chooses the people who go. But if I am ever chosen again, I would definitely go on a Radiant trip. But I will also say I would love to go on a kids trip. I think we do a kids trip in June because it's National Children's Day in Xai-Xai in June. And so I would love to go and interact with the kids. I love the kids. They were in school. And so our main campus, the Tembini campus in Xai-Xai, is connected to the School of Champions. So it's K-4 through 9th grade. And every year they add a grade. And the kids, we saw them change class. They would play soccer. They had a basketball. I'll show you all the videos. It was so much fun. I love, love, love the kids. So I do think I'm called to go back with the kids, but I will also do the Radiant trip. You guys, it was incredible. I still don't have all the words. I still can't believe I went to Africa. I still can't believe it has come and gone already. What a trip of a lifetime. What a way to start off my 29th year. I saw the hand of God in every step on this trip. He was so present. I'm honored that I got to go to Africa. And for those of you who supported my trip, whether you gave financially or you said a prayer, thank you so much. It means so much to me because I could not do this without your help. And if you listen to this episode, if you made it this far, you're at the end. Thank you for supporting my podcast. And I will see you guys back, or not see you guys. I would love to see you one day. You know what? I'm going to dream big. One day, Come Like a Child is going to go on the road and I'm going to do live podcasts. There you go. So thank you for tuning in. I love you. Have an incredible rest of your day.